Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're in part 151 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And also, this is program 253. If you'd like a copy of it, just as always, Sharon will tell you four different ways that you can receive a copy of it. It's free of charge, whether you want a CD or a tape audio copy of it. Shipping and handling is taken care of by the Lord, by us and the Lord as well. We have some letters today. Yeah, I just pray that we would be able to do just, if it were the Lord's will, it would be great, you know, for us to read the hundreds and thousands of letters that we receive. They're all so really good. People really love the ministry. They're sitting at these different computers and just every second of the day and taking in all these emails. It's unbelievable. And faxes and letters and there's stacks of them coming in at all the time. And it's amazing how this the Lord has magnified this church throughout the entire world. Then we also have some scriptures, quite a few of them today, and testimonials. And we've got songs too. Right now, let's all go to the throne of the Lord to ask Him to anoint this service. Father, we're standing right at the end of time, and I thank You and praise You, Lord, for showing us the signs and the seasons and the times of when it's very near for Your second advent to this world. We know, Lord, there's people in this world that are saying that they're Christ and they did greater and mightier works than You. You're the one that initiated and brought forth salvation to the entire world. And I would, Lord, that You would do something to these false prophets that say they're greater than You, this man down in Miami, Florida, that You would pour out Your wrath on him to show him that he's not greater than You, that You're Christ. And there's so many people that just want to exalt themselves, and it's amazing how people believe that stuff and believe all the lies. And I know that this is why You stated that no liar shall enter the kingdom of heaven, that all liars shall spend eternity in the lake of fire, and the smoke of them will ascend up forever. They're never, ever, ever going to stop being tormented by the flames in the lake of fire. Lord, I pray, You say that, we're not going to receive anything unless we ask for it. And I ask, Lord, that You come against every enemy of ours. I pray, Lord, that they're Your enemies, are our enemies, and our enemies are Your enemies. And just as You stated to the Apostle Paul when he was on the road to Damascus, You said, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou Me?" And they, according to most people's belief, were not persecuting You. They were persecuting Your followers. But You are the same as saying that when You're persecuting My followers, You're persecuting Me. And so, Lord, pour out Your righteous indignation upon all those that are persecuting the true people of the Lord, of You. Pour out Your righteous indignation upon them, because it's obvious that they're, no matter how many messages they receive, that they're going to repent. And so, Lord, we've done everything in our power that You've given us, the power that You've given us, to bring them back to salvation, but they repent not. So put them in a bed of affliction, Father, as You said You would, Lord Jesus, in the book of Revelation, and let them know that You are God. Let them know that Your word is absolutely true, and that everything that You said is true. And because of the fact that they love not the truth of Your word, and they love not the spirit of You that's living in and through us, Lord, make them pay. Give them great tribulation in hopes that they will be saved. Lord, we're not to hate. We're to hate evil, but You created these people. And we ask that You cast the demons out of them. And if they won't, if they still want to live according to the things of this world, Lord, put them down. Father God, all of them, from the greatest to the littlest, so that the people of the world will no longer be propagandized by them with their filthy talk, that the souls in the world will be able to hear the truth and believe it, receive it. Do something miraculous, Lord, from this ministry and against them, that souls will be saved and the church will be edified and strengthened. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, so I did a song with Porter Wagner at his studio, Fireside Studios, in Nashville. Dolly Parton wrote it, and Porter says, "Now let me jump in with you, Tony, and sing it." And I says, "Great. I'd love to, because, you know, I admire Porter Wagner a lot." And so here we are singing a Dolly Parton song that she wrote, "Hold My Hand."
Be straight, let the deeds I do be kind, let me never hesitate to help my brother walking blind. Hold my hand lest I lose my way, hold my hand and lead me home, guide each step. Let my words have meaning, Lord. Anything that I might speak, if you see me leaning, Lord, just hold my hand and strengthen me. Hold my hand lest I lose my way. Hold my hand and lead me home. Guide each step.
Porter Wagner is so professional, there was no rehearsal whatsoever. He just jumped in there and harmonized with me perfectly. And incidentally, Porter Wagner has a book out on himself, and Porter Wagner's book is called A Satisfied Mind. And he mentions me as one of the last people that, one of myself and Merle Haggard and all kinds of different big stars that were the last ones to record in his studio before he closed Fireside Studios down. Okay, and so now we have some, but he's a real professional. And Dolly, he gave Dolly Parton her start. And Dolly sang at our restaurant and sang a lot of, and has written a lot of very nice gospel songs. And Porter and I both were born in Missouri, and so is Porter. We just a couple of country boys, and I was born in Joplin, Missouri, 1934. I remember that place. Then I was raised in Montana. Okay, now we have some letters from some people who received salvation from the literature that the Lord has given me. Where's the first one from?
From Uganda.
Uganda. Where's that at? North Hollywood?
In Africa.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay.
Dearest beloved brother Tony Alamo, world pastor, lovely greetings and blessings to you and your family in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My daily prayer request for you is that we may stand together in the service of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. I am always praying for you that the Lord Jesus Christ pours out his mercy on you and protects you from all attacks and tricks of the enemy.
There's a lot of them, but the Lord has protected me from all of them down for 42 years now, almost going on 43. Then what?
Thank you for continuing to remember me in prayer. I want to thank you for putting me on your mailing list so that I will continue to receive copies of your publications, the Lord's Gospel Literature. Also, I want to thank you for allowing me to be part of the Lord's Gospel Literature distribution in the eastern region of Uganda. As a result of distributing your literature, testimonies are coming to me from those who accept it and believe the Lord Jesus Christ in their hearts through reading the Lord's Gospel Literature. In the last 3 weeks, I have recorded 60 new converts who have received the Lord as their Savior in their hearts. I kindly request you to send me more of your publications so that they may help me in winning lost souls to the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Dearest Brother Tony, if it pleases the Lord Jesus Christ and yourself, I would like you to pray that you allow me to invite you to organize a great crusade and ministers' conference for you and your international team to come and minister to God's people in Uganda in Mubale City towards the end of this year. I will be very grateful if my requests are granted for Christ and his kingdom. With love and best wishes, in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, your brother Francis from Mubale, Uganda.
Okay, you hear that, Buster, and your wife? They want you back. Praise the Lord for your comeback. Okay, for your return to Africa. Well, praise the Lord. We'll be more than happy to come there. Then, where's the next letter from?
From Australia.
Australia. Okay, what's they say?
I am greatly encouraged that you teach the true and only doctrine of the Godhead. Praise be to the Lord Jesus Christ, our God and Father, and baptizer in the Holy Spirit, one Lord God. May Jesus bless your ministry, Pastor Lamo, with signs following, and continue to lead you into all truth, from Carl in Adelaide, South Australia.
Praise the Lord. Are you another one?
Yes, from Ghana.
Okay.
It says, Dear Pastor Lamo, I have the pleasure to write you this letter. I hope by the grace, power of God, that you are as fine as I am. I have friends who didn't know anything about God until they read your literature, and now they all have repented from their sins. They have chosen God as their personal Savior. They are sending the Word of God to others and are saying that God has changed them so that they will always follow God. Please, sir, we are praying hard that your ministry will develop more and more, and we know by the power of God that it will. My problem is we need Bibles to read. We always read your gospel literature, and we're asking you to send us some more so that we can pass them on to others. I have seen many people wearing your T-shirts, and I also would like to receive some. I will end here, and I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you for the time to read my letter. Yours faithfully, George from Agona, Ghana, Africa.
All right, praise the Lord. Now, Sharon, come on, let's read some scriptures here. We'll start out with 1 Timothy chapter 4. Okay.
Verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly.
Now the Holy Spirit is an express. Expressly is preaching and teaching us something here. This is the Holy Spirit teaching us. And what does it say?
That in the latter times.
And we're in the latter times. Then what?
Some shall depart from the faith.
Some shall depart from the faith. And it also mentions about there being a great falling away from the Lord in chapter 2 of 2 Thessalonians. So we're going to read some of that as well. They shall depart from the faith. Read that again, the last one, the last verse.
That in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits.
Okay, so there are spirits today that are seducing you to come against Christianity and to depart away from the faith. Just like I saw on television the other day that there was some man that saw Jimmy Swaggart doing something with a prostitute years ago. And he and the prostitute's daughter, or wanting to do something with the prostitute's daughter, and he had a stack of magazines in his car that were inappropriate. And he was an avid follower of him, of Jimmy Swaggart. And he fell away from the Lord when that happened. And that's exactly, he departed from the faith. Now, of course, he's a Baptist, and he believes once saved, always saved, so you can just do whatever you want and still stay into the kingdom of heaven, or go to heaven. But the Bible states that, you know, we should pray for such a person. But this person and other people, like Jim Baker, are condoning that you can continue sinning, and this is wrong. If they weren't doing that, I would do everything in my power to tell them, look, you know, you may have believed back Baptist doctrine where once saved, always saved, but the Bible states that we have to be perfect, that there can't be any corruption in us, and if there is, that we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. There can't be any corruption, not even one spot or blemish can there be on our soul and for us to enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, if he would be like David and said, I have sinned, and I know that if I don't keep on the straight and narrow word, because the word is the only path that we have in order to get into the kingdom of heaven, if I don't stay on that straight and narrow word, I'm going to go to hell. Well, what they're saying is doing is the exact opposite. They're trying to teach everybody that they sin, but it's okay. And that another one is saying that I believe that God says that we should enjoy everyday life. Well, I don't know how enjoyable, what they find enjoyable about carrying a cross. My Bible tells me that I have to take up my cross daily, to deny myself daily. Deny myself of what? Deny myself of the former life that I live. Deny myself of thinking that I can sin. Because he that sinneth is of the devil. That's what the Bible plainly states. The 8th chapter of the book of Romans states that there is therefore no condemnation to those which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that is. So, and also the Bible tells us to love not the world. That's 1 John 2:15. Because all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And then also, a person that sins, he that sins shall die. Let me get this exact here. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. So how is it that, you know, you've sinned, but and so you're telling people, well, yeah, we can do that and we can still be saved. But the Bible says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. That's Ezekiel 18:20. And then you say, well, that was the Old Testament, but let's go to the New Testament. The wages of sin is death. In other words, wages, people that work for a living, they get wages for what they do. And they get a paycheck at the end of the week or every 2 weeks or once a month. So the paycheck that you get, the paycheck of sin is death. That's Romans, New Testament, chapter 6, verse 23. And the New Testament again is that he that committeth sin is of the devil. And that's 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. So, he that committeth sin is of the devil. So, and how much more a person is preaching that you can sin is of the devil. So, Jimmy Swaggart, you're of the devil, according to the Word of God. Now, you say, well, you are not a very good Christian. We're all supposed to join together, as Pat Robertson says, with the Catholics, with the Buddhists, with the Muslims and all that. But when the Lord tells us that we have to separate ourselves from every false cult, from Roman Catholicism, we have to separate ourselves from it. We have to do everything that we can to win their souls to the Lord. Now, many souls do that in ignorance, and maybe you Baptists have believed, you believe that doctrine and everything, but when you hear the scriptures right out of the Bible that say this, how could you escape the propaganda of the world by receiving the Word of God who made the heavens and the earth. Now you're believing the propaganda of the world instead of receiving the Word of God who made the heavens and the earth. It is a war. We can see now that it's a war of words. The word of God, or the fallacy of Satan. Even Adam were deceived by the same propagandist. This was Satan living in a snake, in the body of a snake, the spirit of Satan. And there are two bodies, the Bible tells us. Amen?
Amen.
But let's finish this here. There's the body of Christ, and there's the body of there's the first Adam and the last Adam. We must cross the bridge from the first Adam and get into the last Adam, which is Christ. Because if we're in the first Adam, then we're in the body of Antichrist. And if we're in the body of Antichrist, flesh shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of God. You must, as Romans the 8th chapter states, walk not according to the flesh or the natural body, but you must receive the Spirit of Christ into you with his Father by the Spirit in order to be able to enter into the kingdom of God. So go ahead and finish reading. Where are you at again?
Chapter 4 of 1 Timothy.
Okay. So many shall be depart from the faith. In other words, they'll depart from the word faith in God's word and start believing the propaganda of the world rather than the word of God. And you can see by this that the whole world is deceived. And I'm talking about the world system. Anyone that believes the world system is part of the world system. But those of us that are in the Lord, we have no certain country that we can be of in this world the way it is today. We have no certain dwelling place. Jesus had no certain place that he was going to be able to lay his head. And that's why we shouldn't be gathering together a lot of property. And that's why the Lord told that the rich man, he says, sell everything that you have. Because in order to get into the kingdom of heaven, you can't have any certain dwelling place here in this world. Amen?
Amen.
A certain dwelling place is that you have a house, and that's a certain place where you feel that you can leave in the morning and go to work, or if you're an invalid or something, you can stay there and live very peacefully for the rest of your life, and probably some of you believe that you're never going to die, but of course all of us do die. And it's a certain country, but, you know, the Lord told Abraham, he says, you have a certain country here, but I want you to pack up and go to a place that's very uncertain, a place that you don't know anything about. And this is why, and he just went and left. He left his a lot of his friends and his property and everything, and he took off. So that's why if you want to invest in a lot of property and everything, Well, you're going to hate to lose it. The more you build up, the more you're going to hate to lose it. So I would suggest that you invest in the Lord. Invest money in the Lord. And don't lay up things on this earth. Because where moth and rust and thieves can come in and it breaks down all the time. Thieves can come in. As a matter of fact, the world government stole every piece of property that we had on false charges. And I just said, I already believe that scripture. Don't worry about things on this earth because we're just like pilgrims passing through. We're like sheep among wolves. Wolves will come and devour you if you just think that you can stay in one certain dwelling place. And so the Lord may in the spirit come down and tell you, you have to move, friend. Move if you're my sheep. And Jesus said, my sheep follow me wherever I go, wherever I lead them. Amen?
Amen.
And how can God lead you if you're stubborn and you want to build up wealth on this side of eternity and just stick around, the house and just think, this is my certain dwelling place. It's mine, and I'm going to keep it mine. And, Lord, I don't care what you tell me to do. I'm not moving an inch. So we have to, if we've invested in a lot of things, the Lord says, you know, we can lose them. And, you know, you've built your whole life around things. And these things, you can still get into the kingdom of heaven, but all your stuff has to be burnt because you have to go through the fire in order to get into the kingdom of heaven. Okay, and so that's when they took all of our property away. I just put a sign in our store in Nashville, and I just said, the Lord gave and the Lord took away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They put it in the front page of the Nashville, Tennessean newspaper, the number one newspaper in town. And then on top of that, they said, Tony, you know, you got a house here in Nashville and everything. We grabbed that, and we're sending you off to prison. I said, well, praise the Lord. 6-year sentence. I got off for 4 years of good behavior. People passing around stuff that I had bad behavior there. And if I did, well, how did I get out with 2 extra years off? 2 years eliminated, subtracted from my original sentence of 6 years. All right? Okay, so let's read a little bit more here. Now, I'm just saying, you know, things that we have to go by what the scriptures say. In other words, when the Lord says, my sheep follow me wherever I go. That means they follow his word, whatever it tells them to do. And the Holy Spirit, when he comes down and leads you, we don't know from one day to the next if he's going to lead us to go to Canada or Africa or India or Philippines or to Israel or London or wherever. And so we want to keep ourselves free to be able to go wherever the Spirit leads us, because I want to be one that the Lord leads so he can lead me to the still waters and to lie down in green pastures. Amen?
Amen.
That's where I want to be. And so all the stuff in this world is made out of, comes out of the ground, like houses, you know, the trees, wood, or metal, anything that you see in this world comes out of the ground. All right? And so it's all coming out of the mud. And when I look at everything, because of the vision that I saw of the kingdom of heaven, everything looks like mud and very dull to me, because everything in the kingdom of heaven that the Lord showed me, including himself, looks very bright and spiritual and wonderful, and that, you know, that it's everlasting, it's never going to fade away. And heaven and earth shall pass away, but the Lord's word will always stay. So it's much more beneficial to everyone to receive the word of God, and don't store up things on this side of heaven. Don't get involved that much. You know, don't get hooked on these things here, because Satan will make you do that. And if you're storing huge amounts of money in the bank or anything, give to the work of the Lord so that you have something to show the Lord when you get there on the other side. And he'll protect you, and he'll pour out his spirit on you and show you great and mighty things that you have not seen. And make sure you pray to the Lord to find out if this is the ministry that you want to give it to, or if you want to give it to one of these other ministries that have a lot of people in them, but there's no God there. All right? Just like Susie said in her message the other day, there's great big churches. They're catering. They're people pleasers. If they weren't people pleasers, well, then there'd be no way they'd have this big congregation. So I could, you know, it's easy if you weren't afraid of the Lord and you weren't afraid to go to hell to say, you know, you brothers and sisters, God loves you no matter what you do. You can commit sin. You know, your flesh, God knows your flesh. Your flesh, all right, but the Spirit of God enters into you. You become a God man, a man or a woman with God in you. And when God is in you, you can do all things in Christ Jesus. So the power of the Spirit of God is the most powerful thing. It's the very power that holds the earth up and the sun and the moon and all the other planets and every galaxy that the Lord has ever made. And so the Spirit of God, that's where it's at. He says, not by power or might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. He can hold up all the universe. He can certainly hold you up no matter what your lusts are. He can take those lusts away from you by you receiving his Holy Spirit in you and continue reading his word, because we are given a certain amount of faith, but the Lord wants us to be increased in faith by reading his word. Faith, more faith, increase of faith comes by us hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
So we need to read the Word of God so our faith can increase until we have as much faith as the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants us to have the same amount of faith that He had, so that when we have faith, everything that we get from God comes by faith. Because He says, if you believe that whatsoever you ask, if you're asking for something and you believe with all your heart that you have it already, that you're going to receive it. But let not any man think that they shall receive anything without faith in what the Lord says. So when you're asking for something, make sure you believe it. And when you're asking for healing, remember one thing, and don't ask for healing because the Lord has already paid for your healing and you already have it. But have faith in the fact that you already have the healing and receive the healing that has already been provided for you. And the Lord has provided defense for you. But you have to believe that He has, that He's already provided healing for you and defense and salvation. Salvation primarily, and then healing and defense. And the ability, He actually, when your faith grows, increases, that you'll have the faith to lay hands on people and they shall recover from all manner of sicknesses, including yourself. Amen?
Amen.
And when you see a person that's possessed with the devil, if they want you they want that devil to be removed or the legion of devils that's in them, have faith that the Lord has done that before in the same power a faith that's was in Christ is in you now, and there's nothing for you to say, Satan, depart from this person in the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And it shall be done. But you have to believe. You have to have faith. So, have faith in also that the Bible says that he that sinneth is of the devil. And so don't believe these people. They want to get back on TV. They want to recover from the devastation that has happened because they lived in unholy lives. And they want you to keep listening to them. But who wants to listen to somebody that has caved in from something that is very unscriptural? And with Swagger, he confessed it to the public because he believes that all the weaklings out there that are going to support him. But his support, I believe, used to come from people that believed the gospel. But he wants them to believe in something else, that you can sin and get into the kingdom of heaven. This is propaganda. They want you to believe that God is a liar and that Satan is the truth. So Satan is saying, I'm the truth. He told that to Eve. God said you're going to die. You won't die if you eat from this tree, but for sure you will, and for sure they did. All right, now let's continue on here with, where are you at now?
1 Timothy chapter 4.
Okay, verse
1.
Okay.
Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times...
Now this is the Holy Spirit. The Lord said that the Word of God is Spirit and it is life. So when you receive more and more of the Spirit, the Word of God, then you have more and more faith, okay? Now the Spirit, the Word, speaks expressly that in the last days... Okay, read it.
That in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits.
Okay, some shall depart from the faith of the Word of God. And do what?
Giving heed to seducing spirits.
And they're going to pay attention to the lying world government. That is seducing you into disbelieving God's Word. They have all these different things. They spend billions of dollars to get you to not believe the Word of God. Billions of dollars in the whole media, the world government. It's the red-colored beast because it's influenced by the great red dragon, the devil. It's the red beast that the whore, the great whore, which is the Roman Empire, the Vatican, rides upon this scarlet-colored beast, this red, great red dragon, it is given its power by the great red dragon, the devil, these three unclean things. Then keep going.
In the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
Okay, so you people have believed doctrines of devils out there in the world. You believe that it's okay to abort children, it's okay to fornicate. The government says you shall lie, but the word of God says thou shalt not lie. All liars shall spend eternity in the lake of fire. The government says it's okay to commit adultery and fornication. It's okay to have sex and then abort the child, illicit sex. It's okay to give little children condoms since you're in school and in the and birth control pills and encourage sex education, which is nothing more than pornography in schools. It's all right to do that because people need to know how to have sex. I mean, there's 6 billion people on Earth, and most of them never had any sex education. I mean, that just comes natural, doesn't it? Yes, I'm afraid so. Okay, what else?
Speaking lies in hypocrisy.
Speaking lies, and because they're hypocrites. They're coming like these Roman Catholic government is coming against people that are doing what the Lord says is okay, but what they do is they commit pedophiles. These priests have sex with the little altar boys. The Pope had sex with little children in the daycare centers in Krakow, Poland. And that's and they exalted him to being the Pope because he had took part in making the cyanide gas that murdered all the Jews, 6 million Jews, and millions of other people in World War II. And so they depart from the truth and they receive lies in hypocrisy. So they're accusing Christians falsely of things that they're doing that the Bible says is all right to do, and yet they're doing every ungodly thing in the world. And the media, including the movie industry, is being run by them. That's, the movies that they put on exalt adultery, fornication, homosexuality, but they hate marriage, which is an institution that God himself stated he wants men and women to be married and to be fruitful and multiply. So, well, there's too many people on earth right now. I just saw on the Agriculture Channel, which I watch all the time, them plowing under millions of pounds of potatoes and grinding up instead of sending it to Africa and all these places for them to eat, because they're not the price of potatoes is down now, and they don't want to put so many potatoes on the market for fear that the price of potatoes would go down. And so they destroy food, and this is encouraged by the world government. And there are people literally starving to death in Africa, India, and many other places, even here in the United States, which they could give it out to them, the poor. Okay, read on. So they're receiving lies that it's okay to destroy food and let people starve to death. Amen? This is what they're doing. And the government, these presidents, everything, they're having oral sex in the Oval Office. They should call it the Oral Office. I mean, they just want to put down the prestige of the United States of America. And that's why they get all these people that claim that Christians are perverts, like the people at Waco, Texas, and that gives them the right to burn them up. What if everyone in the United States wanted to burn up the people in the White House for doing stuff like that? Don't you know that the White House is a dangerous cult? Amen? Yeah. According to the Bible, it's a dangerous cult. And Rome is a dangerous cult. And the Bible says that there's going to be these European countries are going to come and burn them up because they're setting the standard of burning people up that they say are lascivious. In other words, they're just into all kinds of evil sex and things like that. When in reality, the Vatican is in that way One person went in there and stated, several people have gone in there and stated that the people that were in the Vatican that defected stated that there's young girls, little girls, and little boys running around in there naked with serving the Pope and also the different cardinals in there. And they're in there snorting drugs and having... And then the ones that are not homosexuals, they're having sex with nuns, and they've got hundreds. I've got pictures of it, hundreds and hundreds of babies that they aborted, and they buried them down in the basement of the monasteries because it's just made out of earth, the floor down there. I mean, it's just, you talk about hypocrisy. Read that line about hypocrisy.
Speaking lies
against Christians in hypocrisy. They're saying that we're doing what they're doing, they're actually doing. They're lying about what we're doing, and they're actually doing it. Where would they come up with this kind of stuff? You wonder, what are they thinking of? And they're the ones that are doing it. So they're hypocrites. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
Having their conscience seared with a hot iron.
Yeah, they don't even have a conscience anymore. That's how they're able to crash into the World Trade Center and the federal building, or to blow up the federal building in Oklahoma City, and to just burn openly on television Christians that are not causing any harm to anybody. But look at what they're doing. They're blowing up nations all over the place, and they're... what's that guy's name that just came against Israel?
Ahmadinejad.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. This guy is in league with him, because if the world government is for peace, then why are they allowing that guy to go around saying that he's going to send Israel back to the Stone Age and kill all Americans? Standing right next to Bush, and Bush never arrested him. You know, if you're going by the word of God, he should be put into the Stone Age. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what else? Of course, we don't. God is going to take care of him. The Bible says that vengeance is the Lord. Okay, but anybody that's trying to murder somebody, they should be put in a prison. Just like they arrested these other guys. Why should we wait to spend $10 billion to blow his country up, or hundreds of billions of dollars? He was standing right there. They should have grabbed him. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Forbidding to marry.
They forbid to marry, but it's all right to be a homosexual, right?
Right.
And to abstain from what?
And commanding to abstain from meats.
They command them to abstain from doing what the Lord says. Meats is that it is meat for us to do what the Lord says. But they don't want us to do what the Lord says. They say we're dangerous for living godly lives to where we're not killing people. Can't you people see that they're the dangerous ones? Don't you see that they're trying to make you believe that you can get into the kingdom of heaven by sinning? And going along with their doctrine rather than the Word of God. Okay, now let's go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Now we beseech you, brethren.
Okay, where is this at now?
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1.
Okay, verse 1. Now what does that say?
Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, go ahead.
And by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand.
Yeah, in other words, don't believe that the way back there, this is going back about 1950 years ago, don't believe that the Lord is coming back yet, back then. But this is 1950 years later. Then what?
Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first.
Mm-hmm. So there's a falling away right now. Seducing spirits have gotten a hold of everybody to depart from the faith. People don't believe the Bible anymore. Like women don't believe that they have to, people get married because they want to be near each other. Right? I mean, that's what it was. It used to be when I was a kid, about 50 years ago, when I was 22 years old, when I was 15 years old, 16. I wouldn't want to be married to anybody that I didn't want to be close to, near to. We get married to Jesus because we want to be near to him. If you don't want to be near to Jesus, if you don't want to pray to him, well, then you don't want to marry him. And it's very likely, if you don't like the word of God, it would be very unlikely that you would like the kingdom of heaven, because you don't want to be married to him, because you don't want to be near godliness. You don't want to be near God. So we're married. Now, the Lord says he's married to those of us that loved him, and we may have, some of the people ignorantly may have fallen away, but this is the Old Testament where he said, I'm married to the backslider. But the New Testament says he gives us the power to not be backsliders, gives us the power to not sin anymore, and that's what I love. Okay, so keep going.
For that day shall not come except there come a falling away
the
first.
The coming of the Lord shall not come until there be a falling away. A whole nations of people will fall away or depart from the faith, fall away from Jesus, or do the seducing spirits. It doesn't happen until the seducing spirits cause people to depart from the faith, depart from the word of God, and they take on the spirit of Antichrist. Okay, so there's, keep going.
And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition.
Okay, the man of sin. Now, there's two men. There's the first Adam and the last Adam, right?
Right.
Okay, now the first Adam is the man of the natural man. And the last Adam, or the second Adam, is the spiritual man, Jesus. So, the Antichrist is what? He is he's the man of perdition. He's the man of perdition, right?
The man of sin.
The man of sin. And then Jesus is the man of the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
So we have to be in one body or another. Now the Bible says that if we are in the body of Christ, then we're saved. Amen?
Amen.
But if you're the natural man, if you're in Adam, that you're lost. Okay, you're the natural man. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so and that man of sin shall be revealed. Okay, now keep reading.
The son of perdition who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God.
Okay, now who's the temple of God? Who's the temple of God?
We are.
We are, okay? Read that scripture. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and you don't belong to yourself? Go ahead and read what we plan here.
Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy.
Defiling the temple of God would be allowing this man of perdition, this satanic, sinful person, to enter into you and live there and say, and then you would say that the world government, the Antichrist, is God. So millions of people, even billions of people, have allowed that to happen. So there is a great falling away from the faith now. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. So now go back to where you're reading again.
Who opposeth and exalteth himself?
Now, this man of sin, this natural body, this man, there's two men, that's all. You're either going to be in the body of Satan or the Antichrist, the man of sin, or you're going to be in the man that is sinless. Okay? And you're going to be sinless too. Because if you're the man of sin, you're a sinner. You're a liar. You're a thief. You're an adulteress. You're an adulterer. You're a fornicator. You're a liar. Okay? Then go ahead.
Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God.
Okay, so this world government, the Vatican, and the media, they exalt themselves that the Vatican, that Satan is God. And Satan has entered into most of you people out in the world there, and you're allowing Satan to sit on the throne in you and say that he is God, because you're receiving the doctrine of the world rather than the doctrine of the Lord. Then go ahead.
Or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing
himself. In the temple of God, that you are the temple of God. Showing what?
Showing himself that he is God.
Yeah, and you're telling people that the Antichrist, the world, the Vatican, the world government, and the doctrine today, and it's all that the Bible is rotten. You say that it is full of hate, and it's dangerous to believe in the Bible, and it's dangerous to do the things of God. They're making it dangerous for you. They make it look like it's dangerous. They're making it look like they'll kill you if you have a Christian church. And they did that by burning up Waco. That Mr. Clinton ordered that, and he says, I take full responsibility, and that will show people not to join cults. In other words, he's saying anything other than the Catholic cult is a cult. Anything other than the Vatican, the world government, and the media is a cult. And if you people belong to any real church, you're a cult and we'll burn you up as well. Okay, and so you get real frightened, and so you join this. You let Satan enter into you with his doctrine. You believe it. And you receive it, and you're part of the great falling away. You're in the natural man. Now read the part where there's a natural man. Okay, tell me where that scripture is.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 44
yeah.
and 45. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body.
Yeah, okay, the natural body is that man of sin, the natural body, the Antichrist, the one that if you believe in this world government and the Roman Empire and the beast, the red, scarlet-colored beast, and the media, then you have allowed to Satan to enter into you, and you've become the natural man. Now, the Lord wants you to become the spiritual man. Okay, so read that again, that whole verse.
There is a natural body, and there is...
Oh, there's a natural body. That's the first Adam, and then there's what?
A spiritual body.
And that's the last Adam. That's Jesus. Okay, then what?
And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit.
Right. So Adam was a soul, and Jesus was a quickening spirit. In other words, a life-giving spirit. So the natural man has to have the quickening spirit in them to quicken you unto resurrection, so that you're able to get into the kingdom of heaven. Okay, but now this man, this natural man, is saying that you have to believe him if you want to live. Or we'll do to you like we did Waco and the way that we're bombing all these other people, because we're our dictatorship. There's only two men, the natural man, the Antichrist, and the spiritual man, the Lord Jesus Christ. You have to be in one of those two bodies. The Lord doesn't give us that there's several different ways to go. You either have to go the way of the Lord or the way of Satan. Amen?
Amen.
And so now you have to choose who you're going to serve, Joshua said. He says, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And you have to make that decision tonight as to whether you're going to serve the Lord, which is the spirit you're going to let to get into that spiritual man and let him get into you so that you can be the temple of God. Or you're going to allow Satan to enter into you and say that he's God. If we have the Spirit of God in us, we can say we are a member of the part, the body of Christ. But if you're the natural man, you're going to say that the world is right, that the world government is true, that the world government is God. And you have given your power unto the beast. And this is the same thing as taking the mark of the beast, and there's no forgiveness. It's the same as blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, and there's no forgiveness in this world for that, or in the world to come. So what will you choose? Will you choose to be in the natural man, to let the devil enter into you and say that he's God, or are you going to accept the Lord Jesus Christ and let him enter into you with his Father by the Spirit? And you can say that I believe God, the Word of God is God. And the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Word of God. I believe into the entire Word of God, and I shall be saved. Believe on the Word of God, and you shall be saved. Now, if you want to be a member of the spiritual body of Christ, and you don't want to allow Satan to enter in you, then say this prayer. Because there's only two things that you can do with the gospel, and that's accept the Lord or reject him. And if you reject him, now you say, I'll do it some other time. No, you won't. You better do it now. And you can do that, and do it right now by saying this prayer. Say to the Lord with all your heart and soul, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I'm calling upon you. Therefore, I know you've heard me. I know you've answered me. And I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord. Now, Sharon, tell them four different ways that they can receive a copy of this tape or CD.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
The Bible says that we're in a fight. We have to resist Satan. We have to fight Satan. We have to expose Satan, and just like Joshua did. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. And tune in tomorrow because we always got a great message from the Lord for you. Here I am with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet singing, Joshua, fit the battle of Jericho, and you do the same thing.
Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, around Jericho. Jericho, well, Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down, God knows that. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, around Jericho, Jericho, well, Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Good morning, Sister Mary. Good morning, Brother John. Well, I want to stop and talk with you and tell you how I come along. I know you heard about Joshua. He was the son of Nun. He never stopped his work until, well, until his work was done. God knows that Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho when the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about the men of Saul, but there's a man like Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Go, blow, and ram, oh, Joshua cried, oh, the battle and men behind. God knows that Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, around Jericho, around Jericho. Well, Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, when the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about the king of Saul, but there's none like Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Well, they tell me that young Joshua's spear was a well-nigh 20 long, and upon his hip was a double-edged sword, and his mouth was a gospel horn. Yet bold and brave, he stood salvation in his hand. Go, broke and ran home, Joshua was frightened, cause the devil can't do you no harm. God knows that Joshua beat the battle around Jericho, around Jericho, around Jericho. Well, Joshua beat the battle around Jericho, where the walls come tumbling down. Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Rode, rode, and ran home, Joshua cut, cause the battle can't do you no harm. Then the lamb, ram, sheep, horns began to blow, the trumpets began to sound. Then Joshua shouted, glory, and the walls came tumbling down. God knows that Joshua beat the battle around Jericho, around Jericho, around Jericho. Well, Joshua beat the battle around Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down.